Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're going to be hearing about the Sick Children's Trust and Cambridge Futsal Club as well. Cambridge Futsal Club play in the FA National Futsal Series, and it's named the Sick Children's Trust, and it's as its nominated charity for the 2022-23 FA National Futsal Series season. Jane Featherston is Chief Executive of the Sick Children's Trust, and I'm also joined by Tom Martin, who the Trust supported while his daughter was in hospital. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Julian. Morning, Tom.
Morning.
Morning to you both as well. Jane, can I start with you? Just for those who are not familiar with the Sick Children's Trust, I think the idea is basically to give families who have a seriously ill child in hospital a comfortable place to stay.
Yeah, exactly that, Julian. The Sick Children's Trust has 10 homes from home across the UK that are close to paediatric hospitals. So a family can stay in one of our homes from home when their child is seriously ill in hospital.
And you've got a couple, I think, up near sort of Addenbrookes and the Rosie, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got Acorn House at Addenbrookes, supports families. It's got 15 bedrooms supporting families at Addenbrookes. And we've got Chestnut House at the Rosie with 8 bedrooms.
Okay, and Tom, we mentioned your daughter in our introduction. How did you first get to know Jane and her colleagues at the Sick Children's Trust?
So it was almost 4 years ago. We went into Addenbrookes for a 20-week scan because my wife was pregnant, and we knew something wasn't right. So they took us up to a room and explained something was wrong with her heart. We had to go to Great Ormond Street Hospital, and then they diagnosed then that she had one of the most complex congenital heart disease conditions that you could have, and it might not even be operable. We carried on and basically she's three now, but she had two open heart surgeries. So, living in Cambridge and being local to the area, but the surgery had to take place in London, and, open heart surgery on a kind of 3-month-year-old, it could take, 2 weeks to recover. It could take 6 weeks to recover. We had no idea. We had no idea what to do. We've got two other boys. So you can imagine we had two jobs to juggle, two boys to juggle, things to organise, and the Sick Children's Trust, you don't even know how much you need them until you go through it. And basically, I think we stayed there about 3 weeks, and it meant that we could be literally by Annie's bed in 2 minutes if we needed to be, but then also, if we just needed to lie down and or go and get something to eat that wasn't, like hospital food, that you could go and, get something. And then they really, really do make what is probably one of the toughest times of your life manageable and, able to get through it. And I said to my wife, because she's a teacher, she's gone into work now, but she said, Tom, you have to say that the staff at the Sick Children's Trust where we stayed were amazing. And they, I'll describe them like a mum, because, we've cried with them. But for no reason, like, it was good news, it was good crying, but we cried with them. They did our washing for us. I'm not sure they're supposed to do that, but they did. And they were amazing. And Jane, you said that, home from home, but that is literally what it is. And, for that time of your life, possibly like one of your darkest times of your life, when you don't know whether your child's going to make it, they're there for you.
I think doing anybody's washing is frankly going above and beyond at all at all times, really. So Tom, you're now supporting the Trust back again and thanking them, I guess, for the help that they gave you, your wife, your family, through the Cambridge Futsal Club. I kind of need to ask, I'm never entirely sure what futsal actually is. So before we get into how you're helping the Trust, what is futsal?
Yeah, everyone says that. And I think the best way to describe it is it's like mini five-a-side football, and it's a bit more like basketball, but it's like football too. So it's just a really exciting game, fast-flowing. It's like ridiculously popular in Brazil and Portugal, and it's kind of making its way across.
You kind of feel it's going to be covered on Sky Sports 27. That's possibly what I'm thinking of here.
Yeah.
So what are you doing to support through futsal? What are you doing to support the Sick Children's Trust?
So we've got a great first team, but they're also really active with youngsters as well, and they've got a great programme, an academy programme. And you know, we're putting the Sick Children's Trust on the shirts of, you know, all players, and we're just getting, you know, increasingly involved. And you know, that's why, you know, if there's anything I can ever do to, you know, promote the Sick Children's Trust, or just, well, not really, just share what they do for people, because people don't know, because you don't know how much you need that unless you've been through it.
Yeah.
And it's so powerful and it's so needed, and you just can't be, I just can't say how grateful I am.
Yeah. Jane, I guess it's pretty important to get the logo out there, that sort of recognition, if you like. But I'm wondering, how do you then translate that into the awareness that Cambridge Futsal are giving you, and ultimately fundraising to bring the cash in to help run the service?
Well, exactly as Tom said there, you don't know about the Sick Children's Trust until you need them. So that's why this partnership with the Cambridge Futsal Club is so important, because it's raising awareness for us. And you never know, in terms of fundraising and donations, what that might mean. But for a charity, you know, it's tough times at the moment. And obviously everyone's feeling the pinch in their pockets at the moment. So anything that can be done to raise awareness and boost fundraising is hugely important to us.
Mm. Dare I ask, you know, we had in the news a few moments ago, the pressure on mortgage companies, the first of, I guess, many impacts following the mini budget on ourselves and the pockets. Is there already a fall off, or is that something that you might now expect to happen over the next few months and weeks and months, unless the Chancellor manages to find a rabbit at the bottom of his hat?
I think all charities are feeling the pinch at the moment, and we are seeing a fall off, but we keep doing our best, raising our profile. And as I say, that's why partnerships like this are so important for charities like the Sick Children's Trust.
And it's the 40th anniversary, I think, this year as well. Have you got anything special planned?
Yeah, we've got lots of celebrations going on. This year, the Sick Children's Trust celebrates 40 years and having helped 73,000 families in that time. So oh, that's a real celebration for us, and a big thank you to lots of our supporters who have been there for a long time, some as many as the 40 years. So, yeah, lots of celebrations planned. And we've got a fundraising appeal to raise £237, enough to support 148 families across our Homes from Home for 40 nights. So, we're having a big push on our fundraising for our anniversary appeal.
Tom, I have to ask you before we go, how are the results going so far this season for Cambridge Futsal?
Really well. We had a good win on Sunday, 6-5 against Bedford. So, you know, it just shows how exciting futsal is.
Who are your rivals? Who are the ones? It's like when Cambridge United, for some unknown reason I don't quite understand, when they play Colchester, where I'm from, it's always issues. You know, but who are the bitter rivals for Cambridge Futsal?
I think the derby is Bedford that we just had
on Bedford,
Sunday.
Okay, that's the one.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, look, thank you both very, very much indeed for joining us. It's great that Cambridge Futsal has been able to support the Sick Children's Trust in this way. Jane Featherston, Chief Executive of the Sick Children's Trust, along with Tom Martin, thanks to you both very much indeed.
Thank you.
It is 8:38 now. Let's check out on the travel.
Cambridge 105 Radio.